Building fires is one of the most enjoyable parts about camping, but state officials are asking you to make sure you are only purchasing or collecting firewood from local sources. Invasive insects transported in firewood can cause damage to forests and agricultural fields.
Some of them will feed on our crops, so they'll specifically feed on the fruit or the vegetable. But then with some of the forest pests, they will tunnel into the wood to develop in the wood, and then that disrupts the tree's ability to transport water and nutrients, and so it'll eventually kill the tree.
This is Lori Spears. She works for Utah State University Extension and is one of Utah's Invasive Species Survey coordinators. A recent legislative rule aiming to quarantine invasive insects has tightened the labeling requirements for firewood sellers. This includes labeling where the firewood originated and whether it is heat treated. Spear says it is important to check these labels to make sure the wood is from a local area. Even if the wood does not appear to contain insects, there still may be risks.
The wood that looks healthy may still be harboring insect eggs or insect larvae inside the firewood. The insect eggs, in some cases, are very small. And so unless you know what you're looking for, you're not going to be able to see them. And it's not just insects that can be transferred on firewood. It can also be diseases or fungi or other invasive pests.
Spears recommends that you do not travel more than 50 miles with purchased or collected firewood. And with Utah Public Radio, I'm Jessica Schultz.